Hopefully the Dons will bring you some Christmas cheer this year as we start the festive run of games with a win against Kilmarnock on Sunday. We hear from Derek McInnes post-match and we catch up with Andy Considine on his contract extension. We also hear from the AFC Community Trust as they bring some hope this Christmas, plus the normal news roundup and supporters news on the AFC Donscast on Tuesday the 22nd of December.
It's going to be so perfect. It's going to be like an advert for Christmas.
Merry Christmas!
We're on.
Oh. I still get to tingle in my dingle on Christmas Eve.
Wow!
Drop them!
Christmas should be swaddled in happiness.
Whatever.
Get in the spirit. It's Christmas.
It's very exciting.
Thoroughly worthwhile.
What could be better?
It's Christmas!
You can come for Christmas at mine anytime.
Let us entertain you.
Happy Christmas.
This Christmas on BBC One and iPlayer.
Hello and welcome to the AFC Donscast. It's Graham here. Hope you're keeping safe and well in these strange, strange times. We start the Christmas round of games with a win on Sunday against Kilmarnock. Derek McInnes made one change from the side that won against Ross County. Lewis Ferguson made his return for his 100th appearance for the Dons, following his one-match suspension. As a result, Dean Campbell dropped to the bench. Conor McLennan had the opening chance of the game in the fourth minute. His shot from a long ball over the top of the defence went wide, and he had another chance in the 13th minute, and it went wide as well. Kilmarnock were coming back into the game, and Eamon Brophy unleashed a left-footed drive, which was saved by Joe Lewis. Ryan Hedges had a chance shortly after, controlling the ball off his chest and then volleyed the ball, but the effort flew over goal. Andy Considine had a chance in the 23rd minute, picking up a Matty Kennedy cross from the right to the back post. Considine's header flashed inches wide of goal. Tommy Hoban picked up a Johnny Hayes cross and his angled header went wide in the 42nd minute. The last chance of the half came from Curtis Main, who should have had a shot at goal, but opted to pick out Ryan Hedges, but his poor pass came to nothing. All square at half-time, and it was Kilmarnock that had the opening opportunity of the second half, with Eamon Brophy's effort going wide at the defensive wall, but going into the side netting. It was Aberdeen that opened the scoring in the 52nd minute. Ryan Hedges picked up a Kirk Broadfoot defensive header. His low drive took a deflection off Stuart Findlay, and the ball went into the net past Rogers. In the 80th minute, Aberdeen made a double change. Sam Cosgrove came on for Curtis Main, and Shea Logan came on for Conor McLennan. Cosgrove made an immediate impact. His curling shot was saved by Rogers. The ball bounced to Hedges and his shot was deflected to Sam, but the Don striker was offside. Brandon Housetrop was given a straight red in injury time after he dragged Sam Cosgrove down, and with the last seconds of the game running out, Sam scored from the free kick on the edge of the box to make it 2-0. An excellent win for the Dons that puts us back into the running at the top of the table, with an opportunity to put space between us and Hibs in fourth against Motherwell on Wednesday.
Derek, three hard-fought and very welcome points.
Absolutely. It's never been easy here. I know we've got a strong record here, but it never guarantees you nothing. Every game we've won here, we've had to get our hands dirty, work hard. I thought the first goal was always very important, especially in our away fixture, but not for us. And I thought we could have used the ball better. I thought we could have switched the ball a lot better in the second half, first half. And we spoke about that. We got into good areas. I mean, we were reluctant to take shots on, which was a real source of frustration for myself. And we spoke about that at half time about taking more shots on. So I felt obviously the goal with Hedges scores, we get a bit of luck with the deflection, but it shows you what can happen if you actually just take the shot on. So we then get the initiative in the game, 1-1-0, and I thought Kilmarnock were a wee bit rushed after that. I thought they played into our barrel, a lot of balls into our centre backs, we were really strong, and I thought McCrory, Ash Taylor in particular, was very good, and Andy. His usual steady performance, so I thought they three stood up to that very well. And but you're never there until the second goal's in, and obviously it came right at the very death. But a welcome 3 points nonetheless, another 2-0 victory, and plenty of positives from the game.
Okay, a quick look at the other games from the weekend then, and Rangers came from behind to beat Motherwell 3-1 at Ibrox on Saturday and moved 16 points clear at the top of the Scottish Premiership. Callum Lang scored early on for the Steelmen, but Kemar Roos' double and a Cedric Itton goal turned things round in the last 17 minutes. Hibs and Dundee United drew 1-1 at Easter Road, with the visitors equalising in stoppage time. St Mirren scored twice in the closing stages to maintain their good run with a 3-2 win over St Johnstone in Paisley. Hamilton Accies were 2-0 winners away to Ross County, whose manager Stuart Kettlewell has been relieved of his duties, with the Staggies 4 points adrift at the foot of the table. The final of last season's Scottish Cup took place at Hampden on Sunday, and it went into extra time as both teams ended the match 2-2. In extra time it ended 3-3, but Christopher Eyer scored the winning penalty for Celtic to clinch the cap.
Catch live audio and video of our next match only on Red TV. Subscribe now for full match day coverage, replays, highlights and all the goals, exclusive interviews and behind the scenes content. Sign up now at redtv.afc.co.uk. The best of the action only on Red TV.
Andrew Considine has agreed a contract extension with Aberdeen until the summer of 2022. The defender is now one of the longest serving players at the club, having made his debut for the Dons in May 2004. Andy speaks to Mal on his news this week.
Well, Andy, first of all, many, many congratulations on the new deal. Thoroughly deserved.
Thank you.
And rounds off what's been an amazing year for you.
Yeah, an incredible year. Obviously, first and foremost, delighted to have signed another year with Aberdeen. And it's just icing on the cake after a really good year. Been able to obviously have played for my country, you know, it was absolutely massive for myself and my family. But to finish the year off, adding another year to my contract is fantastic.
Trying to count how many contracts you've signed, there must be
a few, yes.
And they probably all started off like with a piece of single paper, and now they're like novels. Do you read the small print?
No, I'll be generous. I don't. No, that's my agent's job to read.
You trust
Gunnar. I think it's pretty. Yeah, our Gunnar. Yeah, but no, it's pretty. It's self-explanatory nowadays. So there's nothing to shock you.
Do you think you'll finish your career at Aberdeen then?
I think you've asked me this question probably the last two or three times, but I think so, yes. You know, I feel as fit as ever. And, you know, obviously having that other year will take me up till I'm 35, you know, which sounds a bit scary, but at the same time, you know, if I can look after myself, stay injury free, you know, there's no reason why I can't play beyond that, and hopefully it's here. You know, I don't want to hang up the boots at any point in the near future. So I can only hope that it is with Aberdeen.
In the week's other news then, and Aberdeen have opened up contract talks with defender Greg Lee. Greg rejoined the Dons on a short-term contract which expires in January after his exit from Dutch side NEC Breda. The player will miss the fixtures over Christmas and New Year due to a hamstring injury he sustained during training. Meanwhile, the only real news to come out of the 117th Aberdeen FC AGM last week was the hint that Ronald Hernandez looks to be set to leave. In what will go down as one of the strangest signings in years, it looks as if Ronald will be shown the Pittodrie door during the January transfer window. The £850,000 signing in January this year has only made 6 competitive appearances for Aberdeen so far, with lack of match fitness blamed in the first months after his arrival at the club. Derek McInnes did hint at the AGM that the club would attempt to move Hernandez on, saying there were other interested parties at the time, and there still are. We're confident any investment by this club will be recouped, and January might be an opportunity to do that. Finally, football's lawmakers have approved trials for concussion subs from January for any league that wants them. The new rule means permanent subs can be made if a player suffers a head injury, even if all replacements have been already used. The International Football Association Board has approved two trials. The first gives a team one additional change in the event of concussion, but the opponent does not get to make a change of their own to compensate. The second, which the English Football Association plans to adopt, allows for two concussion subs to be made by one team. To avoid potential abuse of the rule, opposition teams will also be able to make a change at the same time. The Scottish FA said it would apply to introduce the trial in the Scottish Cup at the earliest possible opportunity. The first round of this season's competition starts on Boxing Day. The Scottish FA's chief medical consultant said that would in turn provide invaluable data to inform a wider implementation plan for Scottish football.
Welcome to Blankety Blank.
I think it's lovely to see someone your age on TV at this time of year.
Santa's blessed with a generous,
I'm going to say, sack.
Surely for your family, Boxing Day's a bigger deal, isn't it?
Blankety Blank Christmas Special on BBC One and iPlayer.
Back in 2014, Aberdeen FC Community Trust was established as the partner charity of Aberdeen FC to provide support and opportunity throughout the North East. Since then, working across three key pillars of education, healthy communities and football for life, the Trust's work has helped to improve the lives of thousands of people in the North East each year. From award-winning work, to tackling dementia, to pioneering activity in schools, to close the poverty-related attainment gap, Trust's work reaches far and wide and across every age group from 3 to 103. In its short history, Aberdeen Football Club Community Trust has received recognition both nationally and internationally, with the crowning achievement to date coming in late 2019 when AFC received the accolade from UEFA as Best Professional Club in the Community at their prestigious Grassroots Awards. But behind the awards is a hard-working team working to maximise the potential of the North East community by delivering innovative programmes which focus on inclusion and strive to provide equal opportunity for all. When it became apparent that 2020 would provide an even more significant challenge, the Trust quickly mobilised its people and resources to support the community in a very different way as part of the Still Standing Free campaign. Working with CFine, the food delivery service was a lifeline to so many. The wellbeing calls brought joy and some light relief to 15,000 plus fans across the region. Building on the success of that partnership, the Trust is now supporting the Cash for Kids with their Mission Christmas activity and will be delivering gifts to children throughout the region this festive season. Those deliveries will take place alongside the Calling Home for Christmas campaign, where club and Trust staff are reaching out and making phone calls to supporters who may be socially isolated at this time of year. As an independent charity, the Trust has to secure its own funding to continue all of this extremely valuable work, with ambitious plans to help more people and increase reach in the coming years. But that is only made possible by your support. So please give a gift to your community if you are in a position to do so, and support Aberdeen Football Club Community Trust with a Christmas gift in the coming days and weeks.
I will do whatever it takes to make this the best Christmas.
This is a good time to start getting back into everyone's good books.
You're strong. You're beautiful.
She's nothing to me anymore.
Do not come any closer.
There is someone out there trying to get to me. Could be anyone.
EastEnders on BBC One and iPlayer.
Our last match before Christmas is away to Motherwell this Wednesday. Kickoff at Fir Park is at 6:15 p.m. You'll be able to watch the match via Motherwell TV pay-per-view for £12. Or if you're a Red TV International subscriber, you'll be able to watch it on that. On Boxing Day, we'll be at home at Pittodrie to face St Johnstone. So whilst you're shuffling away a turkey sandwich, you can watch the game as part of your virtual season ticket on Red TV pay-per-view, and Red TV International kickoff is at 3 p.m. And our midweek away match against Livingston on Wednesday the 30th of December will now kick off at 4 p.m. That will be available on LFC Live on pay-per-view for £20, or again for Red TV International subscribers as part of your subscription. You've still got time to send a Christmas message to fellow supporters who you haven't been able to meet this season at Pittodrie, on the road and at away games, or a message to friends and family across the UK or around the world. You can send your messages by going to invernessreds.co.uk/Christmas, and all messages will be read out on our Christmas Eve podcast. There'll be some changes to the AFC Donscast over the festive season. The next AFC Donscast will be on Christmas Eve, following the Motherwell match from 5pm. Then on Monday the 28th of December, following the St Johnston match from 8pm. There'll be a Hogmanay edition of the show from 3pm following the Livy match. And then we kick off 2021 on Tuesday the 5th of January from 8pm following the Dundee United match. You can keep up to date with all the latest Dons news on our social media over Christmas and New Year. Just follow Inverness Reds on Facebook and Twitter, or on the Inverness Reds website, invernessreds.co.uk, where you'll also get live score updates for all the matches over the festive period. I'll be back with you on Christmas Eve for the post-match reaction to the Motherwell match. Till then, stay safe and stand free.
Mobile and across the UK. This is the AFC Donscast.